It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 10 of the 17 candidates for Public Advocate of New York City went toe-to-toe last night in a wide-ranging debate. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports that the proposed Amazon deal in Queens was a hot topic.
Candidates were asked whether they thought the deal worked out by Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo to bring a new corporate campus to Queens was a good idea that could be improved or one that should be scrapped entirely. One candidate was unequivocally supportive, Queens City Councilman Eric Ulrich, the only elected Republican on the stage.
I support Amazon. I think it's wonderful that they're coming to New York City to create 25,000 good-paying jobs.
All the others opposed the current deal. But before they could say why, several of them needed to explain away a letter they signed more than a year ago urging Amazon to come to New York.
The letter was to start the conversation.
And it was understood that that process, normally that project, would go through ULURP, which means the community would review it.
And so when this letter came to me, I brought up my issues from the administration about Amazon, about their worker policies. I made it clear that I have issues, but I'll sign this letter to begin a conversation.
That's Bronx Assemblyman Michael Blake, former City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, and Brooklyn City Councilman Jumaane Williams, seen by many as the three frontrunners. Manhattan Councilmember Yudanis Rodriguez also signed the letter, but says now he doesn't see a way for the deal to work. Activist Namiki Konst blamed them all for the $3 billion tax package offered Amazon. Here, she's sparring with Mark Viverito.
As a resident of Queens, I've been actively fighting Amazon alongside Senator Sanders, who fought against Amazon for $15 minimum wage.
You're saying you don't believe in the board.
No, that I believe in the ULURP process entirely. I don't believe in lying politicians like yourself who sign a letter and then are against Amazon.
Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim described Amazon as a megacorporation facing extinction.
They're not going to promise 25,000 jobs in 10 years. They're not going to be around in 10 years.
While City Council member Rafael Espinal says he's always opposed the deal because of their track record elsewhere.
The way they've closed down many small businesses, the way they increased the price of living in Seattle to the point where it's become unlivable.
Attorney Dawn Smalls said the public should get 90 days to review the deal, while Manhattan Assemblyman Danny O'Donnell said community-based planning should have informed the process. Officially, the public advocate does not have a role in the Amazon negotiations, but whoever holds the seat next is sure to voice an opinion and try to sway the debate. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.
There's another debate February 20th for the Public Advocate of New York City. The special election is February 26th.